Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 5. Number one, first of all, I want you to think about doing things for other people. Have you ever done something for someone you loved and cared about so much, and you've poured everything into them, into helping them, into doing something for them because you saw their need, and then they just show their ungratefulness and they don't thank you. They don't appreciate what you have done for them. That is what God feels with his people. In the first part of chapter 5, he talks about the vineyard and how he's cared for the vineyard. And he does all these things for it, puts such care into it. And yet, what comes out of that vineyard is nothing more than sour grapes. It's things that are not pleasing. Who wants sour grapes from a vineyard? And so that's number one. We see the Lord putting so much care into them in the vineyard, into God, into his people, of Israel, and yet they show their lack of appreciation. They don't appreciate all the things he's done for us, nor do they want all the things he has done for them. They don't want to believe it. Instead, they follow their own ways. And the reason for their unbelief and rebellion is not a lack of goodness and undeserved mercy from the Lord. That's clear in the psalm, or in the song that's sung here. It's caused by the people, and they will suffer God's judgment as he'll take away and trample down the vineyard, as he says in chapter 5 here. Number 2 is just a list of 6 woes. Woe to the ungodly, and maybe to just run them down summary quickly. Number 1, woe to those who have a focus on obtaining large earthly dwellings. Number 2, woe to those who abuse wine and drinks and strong drinks and live an immoral lifestyle. Number 3, woe to those who mock the Lord in his day of judgment. Number 4, woe to those who distort the truth. They call evil good and good evil, Isaiah says there. Number 5, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. And then finally, number 6, woe to those who brag about their abuse of wine and strong drinks and make false verdicts in exchange for a bribe. These are all 6, so there are 6 woes to the ungodly that God speaks of here in Isaiah chapter 5. And then finally, my number 3 for the day takes us to the end of the chapter. When the threat of God's judgment is implemented, it's too late to avoid that judgment. Armies will attack. No one is tired. No one stumbles or dozes or sleeps. Right? He says they will roar like young lions. Yes, they will growl. They will seize their prey and carry it off, and there will be no one to rescue them from anyone from them. So the day is coming when God's judgment will come, and when that comes, it cannot be stopped. And maybe that teaches us today. To trust our Savior God. He is serious about sin and judgment. And yet we look forward to that day because we appreciate, appreciate all the things that he has done for us, that he has cared for us, he has saved us. That is the blessing of being understanding God's word. We see our salvation right there in front of us, his love and care. May God be with you today.